8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans who receive monthly food benefits will see a boost starting next month. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, called SNAP, will raise benefits 21%. That's an extra $36 per person per month for food for low-income families. The increase reflects changes in food prices. Nearly a 500,000 Coloradans get the benefits every month. A Loveland police sergeant involved in the arrest of an older woman with dementia has resigned. Sergeant Phil Metzler was under investigation for his role in the arrest of Karen Garner. He's at least the fourth officer to resign over the incident. Two of them face criminal charges. The Loveland Police Department says an outside investigation into Garner's case will be released in the next few months. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says they're looking into incidents of hazing at Falcon High School. The school near Colorado Springs suspended its football program after allegations of harassment and misconduct. The Gazette reports coaches and parents may have known about the alleged incidents. The investigation will determine whether what occurred crossed the line into criminal behavior. A section of the popular Rainbow Trail in Fremont County will be rerouted. KRCC's Mike Purcell has more.
A nearly four-mile section of the trail was initially damaged during the Hayden Creek fire in 2016. Flooding further eroded the trail. The unusable portion will be rerouted from the San Isabel National Forest to an area overseen by the Bureau of Land Management. The change will also include a new access point at the end of a Fremont County road, which will allow for limited parking and a trailer-friendly turnaround. Construction is expected to start next year. Once complete, the section will be open, as before, to foot, horse, bicycle, and e-bike traffic. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
CDOT is ramping up its work on Interstate 25 between Colorado Springs and Denver before winter weather arrives. Crews are laying as much pavement as they can while temperatures are warm. Starting this week, that means more lane closures on that part of the highway and delays for the next few weeks. Sunny skies along the Front Range and highs today close to 80. This is CPR News.